213 Rock with Eric Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
I stand on the shore, praying under the sky, telling me more to know, where should I believe? This is my home, where I will roam from now.
Yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous, Mr. Esa Holopainen, le guitariste, ouais, il est là en direct, Silver Lake, Amorphis, il est avec nous ce soir, en direct, on Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio, 213 Rock. Hi Esa, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you, nice to be on air. I didn't understand anything you're talking, but it's okay.
It's a great pleasure to hear tonight on 213 Rock, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. And as you know, we are located in Paris, France, and thank you very much for accepting my interview request, Esa.
No problem. Nice to be on your radio.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Esa, in the spring of 2020, during in the morning, your phone rings, Esa. It's Nino Loren calling on you, your producer at the Sonic Pump Studio, okay? And
yeah,
the conversation starts like this. Esa, I think it would be a good time to start working on your solo album.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. My friend who is running a studio here in Helsinki, he gave me a call and he asked if I would be interested to start to work with him with my solo album, as I wasn't that busy anymore with touring or any shows because of the pandemic, and he wasn't that busy with his studio bookings either. So yeah, that's how it got started. I knew my producer Nino he's my longtime friend. He's been working for Amorphis. He has recorded a couple Amorphis albums as well. So he's a great lad, and it was a great experience to work with him with this album.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc un matin, l'an passé, hein, du côté du printemps, année 2020, un matin, son téléphone sonne. Il y a Nino Loren, son producteur, hein, qui travaille aussi donc sur Amorphis, qui a produit plusieurs albums, donc ils se connaissent depuis très longtemps. Et puis la conversation, elle commençait ainsi. Donc Nino l'appelle, il dit, écoute, est-ce que ce serait, je pense que c'est le temps, c'est le moment de faire ton premier album solo, quoi. Et en même temps, donc oui, il dit, bah écoute, pourquoi pas. Et puis donc plein de choses se passent. Et puis le temps arrive, et surtout l'idée elle était bonne, puisque là, c'était, c'était le début de la pandémie, quoi. And finally, with the arrival of the pandemic, which will destroy all the planning booking of the year 2020, the time has arrived to work on a solo album. Yeah, Nino's call came at the time, I think.
Yeah, it came. I think I wouldn't start do anything if he wouldn't call me. I guess I would have just waited the world to be open again and for nothing, like all the other people. But yeah, I was happy that he gave the call and I got myself into the writing mode and got all these great vocalists for this album.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc, au départ, il n'était pas certain de faire quelque chose dans ce sens-là. Oui, effectivement, que l'appel a été le bienvenu. Donc, à partir du moment qu'il y a eu son appel, tout s'est déclenché dans sa tête, quoi. Et puis, même le plus dur après, ça a été effectivement de choisir les bons chanteurs, quoi. And a few months later, Eza, you are sitting on the comfortable couch at the Sonic Pump Studio with Nino. You are working on the world production of the album Silver Lake, especially the mix, which is a step that requires a lot of concentration, I think. I guess.
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable how the whole thing started to grow. It was like a snowball effect that started to grow and grow and grow, and more people got involved with it. And when we did the final mixes, we both were really surprised what kind of album we just managed to do, because there is a lot of great vocalists, but also like really out of the blue surprises, even for me as well. And I think the biggest surprise for me was to get this Finnish actor Vesa-Matti Loiri on one of the songs to do a Finnish spoken word. So that was something that I guess I wouldn't believe before.
Alors oui, effectivement, qu'il a été très surpris hein, par le résultat final. L'expérience a été incroyable de travailler avec Nino cette fois-ci en mode solo. En même temps, ils ont aussi donc ils ont une pléthore de d'artistes, notamment aussi artistes finlandais qui sont venus. Donc dès que le mix est arrivé, ça a commencé à s'affranchir. Et là, il a commencé à sentir vraiment qu'il tenait quelque chose de très solide. Et oui, ça a été une expérience assez incroyable, quoi. And the first solo album to be released in a month under the name Silver Lake has just been mastered by Mr. Svante Forsback, who also has worked with Rammstein, Volbeat, and Erasmus. Wow.
Yeah, he's probably the best mastering engineers that I know. And for our luck, he lives in Finland. And he's got quite a nice amount of nice clients, like as you said, from Rammstein to Volbeat, and I think Apocalyptica as well. But he's a great guy. He's got a little mastering studio quite near, also quite near where I live. So very natural choice. And my producer Nino, he uses quite a lot of Svante with his own products. So. A great experience. It was like he's sort of one of these guaranteed guys that he whatever he does, it's guaranteed good sound.
Ouais, c'était un choix tout à fait naturel hein, d'avoir au mastering Svante Forsback, notamment qui a travaillé avec Rammstein, Apocalyptica, Volbeat, Rasmus. Ouais, et en plus comme il habite en Finlande, donc c'était déjà beaucoup plus facile, quoi. And always with your phone, Isa, you call your longtime friends for your favorite singers if they would be available for Silver Lake project. I mean Jonas Renske, Hakan Emlin for Storm, or Einar Solberg from Lepros, and Vesa-Matti Loiri, and Tommy Justen from Amorphis, of course, and Bjorn Spreed, and Heineke von Gisbergen, and of course from Catatonia, Jonas Renske. Yeah, a lot of your friends, great voices.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, when I had my first three songs finished, I was thinking, what should I do with them? Because they were really different from each other. From that point, I started to figure out different singers and I started to score who I know. And the first singers that I got involved was Einar, Jonas and Björn. And they all liked the songs that I sent for them. And I was super happy that they for the work what they did for the songs, and that sort of gave me the direction where I'm heading with the album, with the music, and you know, I wanted to have vocalists that I highly respect and I like myself, and Yeah, I managed to get them, and absolutely amazing people with a great talent.
Ouais, il a travaillé avec les meilleurs talents, ceux qu'il avait sous la main comme ça, et il en a cité trois déjà. Et puis en même temps, c'est quand il a reçu les premiers résultats, il s'est dit, il a commencé à voir les premiers résultats de l'album, la première direction, et ça, c'était vraiment bien quoi. I guess you call your imagination to propose a title for a singer. There were 9 choices to think about.
Yeah, it wasn't that easy task. I was really happy how Storm came out, and then we had opportunity to shoot the video in Canary Island. So I thought that, okay, this video is probably going to be the first video out, so we're going to do the first single from Storm as well. And it was the song that the record label liked as well. But there will be another videos as well from this. Our plan is to release 4 videos from this album. And as you know, this is not a project that is going to tour or do that much live shows, if any. So we're going to promote it in different ways, and I think that making videos is one option.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, une seconde vidéo est en préparation. Déjà, il y a eu Storm, hein, avec dû enregistrer la vidéo du côté des îles Canaries, et puis en même temps que sur le titre Storm avec le chanteur Hakan Emlyn. Ouais, vraiment bien quoi. And all singers chosen have captivating voices, but different from each other.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, because of the songs are very diverse, and the songs, the music is very different, and it varies quite a lot. For me, it was necessary to have different singers who have different type of voices and sing from different vocal range. So, as I said before, you know, all these singers on this album are people that I highly respect and I do like. And I think it's a perfect match because considering the songs like Ray of Light is, for me, it's perfect for Einar. It's a lot of elements that fits into his vocal range. As well as In Her Solitude, for example, is for my point of view, it was a perfect song for Tommy.
Oh, you answer exactly on my next question.
Okay.
Effectivement, qu'il a un grand respect avec tous les chanteurs qu'il a, avec qui il a travaillé. C'était déjà son premier critère. C'était le grand respect qu'il pouvait avoir, qu'il pouvait donner à ces grands chanteurs-là. Et en même temps, ouais, il y a des titres comme Sentiment, comme Ray of Light, Inner Solitude, qui sont vraiment très diversifiés, hein. I said finally, the album is very diversified, as you said, with a track like Sentiment, Ray of Light, Inner Solitude, or Promising Sun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the way I like. I think, you know, the whole album, it's like, it's sort of a musical map inside of me, and it really shows about the influences from the musical era that inspires me a lot.
Mm-hmm, effectivement, ça, tous ces chanteurs l'ont vraiment bien inspiré pour écrire chaque morceau. Les voix, elles sont captivantes, mais toutes différentes des unes des autres. Donc, quand j'ai cité des titres comme Sentiment, comme Ray of Light, il est superbe ce titre, Ray of Light. And I hope Ray of Light will be your next video because this song is beautiful. I said.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I hope.
I don't know if it's secret. I hope so too.
Okay. Okay.
It might be.
Okay, thank you. And Inner Solitude and Promising Sun, c'est vraiment bien. Et puis aussi la participation de Beyoncé Sprint, c'est vraiment incroyable. Le chanteur de Soul Work aussi, il ramène un côté encore heavy. C'est très bien sur des titres totalement atmosphériques, quoi. And I don't see any similarity with Hammerfist. It's totally different. Different atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, it is. And I think that was probably the how it should go. Of course, because it's my solo project, it has to be different from what I do or what we do with Amorphis. Otherwise, it would make no sense to do a solo project which sounds like Amorphis. And I really wanted to explore with different musical styles with this album and to do things that I necessarily could do or which is pretty much impossible to do with my main band Amorphis.
Effectivement, il a tellement dommage de faire du Amorphis, donc il a fait totalement différemment, des différentes choses, de la culture. Musicalement, c'est un autre style, donc il a proposé quelque chose de différent. Ouais, c'est ça, c'est le style de Silver Lake. Il a pris des idées qu'il ne pouvait pas mettre dans son groupe finalement, quoi. And a month ago, Storm, your first single track, was released in all digital platforms. 500,000 views. The comments of your fans from all over the world are very enthusiastic. Oh yeah.
Absolutely. I have to say it was a huge surprise for me as well, because other than in Scandinavia, I don't think people are that familiar with Håkon Hemlin as a vocalist, who he is and where he's involved. And I was really happy to introduce him for the wider audience as well. But I never would have believed that it would get so many viewers on YouTube or listeners. So, but it is absolutely, it's a catchy song that I think the video itself is very uplifting.
Yes.
And especially at times like this, where we are living in the middle of the pandemic, I think it's sort of a relieving video in the way, and it gets people more into good mood and in uplifting mood.
Ouais, effectivement, donc les commentaires des fans hein, sont vraiment très très bons et très enthousiasme. Et la chose importante, c'est que ça a permis aussi de promotionner certains chanteurs qui étaient un peu moins connus que d'autres. Et ça, c'est vraiment incroyable, puisque la vidéo est déjà vue à peu près à 500 000 vues. C'est incroyable, c'est vraiment bien quoi. And 200,000 listens on Spotify. Very cool at this moment.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, I didn't have any explanations whatsoever, so I'm happy, even if it would be like 10 listeners.
Ok. Oui, que ça démarrait petit, ça finit déjà quasiment à peu près à 200 000 écoutes sur Spotify, c'est très bien quoi. And I guess in the next 2 years, you will be giving a sequel to Silver Lake, maybe?
Maybe. Absolutely. At some point, I will start to work with new music for Silver Lake. I'm pretty sure that I don't have this much time that I now had coming up together with the album, but probably I start to work little by little and whenever I have time. Definitely.
Definitely, effectivement, step by step, petit à petit, il va le faire, hein, il va y penser. Dès que le temps le permettra, il donnera une suite à Silver Lake. Donc voici le track listing. L'album, lui, il démarre avec Silver Lake en 2, Sentiment en 3, Storm featuring Håkon Hemlin. Donc je rappelle, Sentiment, le chanteur, c'est Jonas Renske de Katatonia. Storm avec Håkon Hemlin de Nordman. Ray of Light, j'adore ce titre, avec Einmar Solberg des Lepros. Alku Sointu, sorry for my Finnish language.
pretty good.
Ok. Vesa Matti Loiri, In Her Solitude avec Tommy Justen, donc son comparse de chez Amorphis. Promising Sun avec Björn Spitzstrid des Soilwork et des Night Flight Orchestra. Fading Moon avec Annette van Gisbergen, vous en souvenez, c'était la chanteuse de The Gathering. Et Apprentice avec notamment Jonas Renske des Katatonia, en direct avec nous ce soir on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio 213 Rock. Esa Holopainen, je rappelle, l'album, lui, il sortira dans un mois, le 28 mai prochain, via le label Nuclear Blast. Wow. Esa, I hope that the COVID-19 story will end, so after that you can go on tour. I hope. Cross my fingers.
Oh yes, absolutely. That's what we all hope. We have to cross our fingers and toes together to get this happen. I guess, you know, it's like in every country we're waiting for to people to get vaccinated and to open the venues again. There was really promising news today that I heard that in Barcelona they did this test show for 5,000 people.
Yeah, that's right.
With all having negative tests, and there was no COVID infections whatsoever. So I think that's news like these are really promising, according what will happen in future as well.
Ok, effectivement, qu'on espère de voir tout le monde en tournée, ça c'est très important. Il a aussi lu ce matin, et on l'a lu aussi, je l'ai lu ce matin, la news concernant ce festival à Barcelone en Espagne. Donc il n'y a pas eu de coronavirus ou de quoi que ce soit, il n'y a pas eu donc de déclenchement. Donc le système a bien fonctionné en Espagne. Donc on espère que donc les gens vont se vacciner, que tout va pouvoir repartir et qu'on va pouvoir revoir nos artistes en tournée. Et c'est ça le plus important. Just before the end, some news about from Amorphis next album, maybe the end of this year, a single, or next year?
Absolutely. We are actually working now with new Amorphis album. We are on the halfway, and
cool.
Everything should be recorded till the end of summer, and I hope we get the next Amorphis album out early 22.
Ok, donc le prochain album, il est déjà à 50% rempli, c'est bien déjà écrit, ça c'est cool. Donc avant l'année 2022, il y aura quelque chose, il y aura du single, il y aura très certainement le nouvel album. Finally, do you have a message, Esa, for the audience tonight, please?
Yeah, greetings to all the French listeners, and this was a pleasure to talk with you, and to tell about my album to people, and yeah, get into it. It comes out 28th of May, and it truly is a diverse musical explosion.
Okay, thank you very much for this live interview, Eza. C'était dans direct Eza Holopainen, le guitariste d'Amorphis, était avec nous avec son projet Silver Lake. Voici le single Storm tout de suite. Et je vous rappelle, l'album, lui, il sortira le 28 mai prochain. Thank you very much, Eza. Thank you.
Thank you. Merci.
Merci. Merci. Okay, bye bye.
Stand on the shore, praying under the sky, telling me more to know, or should I believe? This is my home, where I will roam from now. And feels and bleeds.